Talking now with the president of the J-Ball Board, Matt Perkins, joining us here. And Matt, appreciate you being here first and foremost. I know we're a little bit early for baseball season, but registration is available now, and it's a good time to take advantage of registration with J-Ball.
Hey, Jaron. Yeah, correct. It's open season for registration. It is January, but it's not too early to start thinking baseball. We do have the early bird pricing through the 14th of February, so if you sign up now, you can save 20% on those registration costs. And you can sign up on the website, which is jaybal.com. So there's some steps to walk through there to get registered. But yes, sign up before February 14th to save on that early bird pricing.
Yeah, always good to save money. Again, jaybal.com. We'll have that link available for you on newsdakota.com with this full story as well. So J-Ball registration going on, and then what happens after that? You get registered, and then what's the process after, like, for the kids?
Yeah, so right now we're working to kind of plan some off-season stuff. We do have off-season sessions going on in the track bubble. So Sundays for the older kids ages 13 through 19, they're doing off-season workouts. Those Sundays in the evening, 6:30 to 8, so that's ages 13 through 19. Ages 9 through 12, we're going to be doing sessions on Wednesday nights. So the 11 and 12-year-olds, they'll go 5:30 to 6:45 at the track bubble. The 9 and 10-year-olds, 6:45 to 8. So basically what those are is just getting in some long toss, kind of getting that arm ready for the season, maybe taking some swings in the cages, that sort of stuff. So really just kind of starting to get the bodies ready for the upcoming season here.
Yeah, just trying to get them prepared, try to get them moving a little bit, thinking about baseball, and certainly it helps everybody, right? If they're getting started late January, early February to get going, and it makes J-ball better as a whole, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've started to kind of get our season going a little bit earlier than years past, so that April time frame, we're really kind of hitting the ground running. We have our teams divvied out, and know everyone kind of knows where they're going to be at. So mid-April for sure into May, we're starting to play games and go into tournaments, that sort of thing. So yeah, now's a great time to kind of get those things going and get those bodies ready to prepare for that season.
Yep. Get registered again by February 14th. You can save money. JBall.com. Talking with the president of the J-Ball Board, Matt Perkins, now, and about J-Ball registration. These kids get divvied up into different groups, right? So there's going to be different groups for, say, 12U or 14U. What is that kind of range like?
So our travel baseball schedule or teams look like this. It's 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 13, 14-year-olds. And then there's Legion from 15 to 19. So each one of those age groups has what we call the Eagles teams. And those are like the top 10, well, I should say top 12 to 15 kids. And then there's also a 10U team, which we call the Blues team. So that's the other kids that maybe didn't make the Eagles teams that still want to travel, do travel baseball. There's also a 12U Blues team. And depending on numbers, we might have a 14U Blues team. We'll kind of see where that lands. But those teams have a little less of a rigorous schedule, but still we want to provide that opportunity for all those kids. And then we also do have T-ball, which we run that league. T-ball is ages 4 through 6. And then the rookie league, as we call it, which is ages 7 and 8. That's a machine pitch league. We kind of revamped that last year, which it went over fantastically. We had a lot of positive feedback on that. So the T-ball league, we had 6 teams. Each team had their own head coach. Each team was sponsored by a local business. They had their logos on the shirts. Everybody kind of knew where they were going. So it was I thought, very well organized and went over very well. The rookie league last year, we had 4 teams in that. Again, each team was sponsored by a local business. So we're looking to kind of expand upon that, looking for team sponsorships for those groups as well. So if anybody's interested, we'll be reaching out to various businesses, but if anybody would like to partake in that, certainly you can reach out to us. Our email is jball.board@gmail.com. So yeah, things are exciting in the J-ball world. You mentioned we're getting ready to do the registration, ramping up for season. We still have a few coaching needs, so if anybody out there is looking to maybe help out with coaching, there's a few teams that we still need some help with there as well. One of the things that we're also doing this year, we're having two tournaments actually in early June, one for the 9 and 11-year-olds. We call it the Buffalo City Bash. And then the other weekend will be 10 and 12-year-olds. So that's we kind of test ran that last year up at the Hillcrest Complex. It went over very well. So we're kind of expanding upon that. So we're looking to get that going as well. So Lots of exciting stuff happening.
Yeah, lots of exciting stuff. And the thing I'm taking away is any kid from four on up has a chance to play baseball in Jamestown, whether it's against local kids if you're a little younger, or you've got that travel ball aspect to it as well once you get older. And that's great that you've got kids. Okay, you're younger, you're going to stay in Jamestown. Once you get older, you start to see the competition around the state, which only breeds better competition.
One other thing to mention, too, with that is last fall, so after the travel ball season wrapped up, we did a new program that we called Sandlot Saturdays. And that was basically an in-house rec league where it wasn't unorganized, but it was more kind of the kids showed up and got divvied into teams, and just it was more hands-off from a parent and coaching perspective. Kids just kind of went and ran with it and kind of had a lot of fun with it, actually. It was a really good kind of test run with that as well. So we're looking to expand upon that. Last year we did it for just the younger kids, but we're looking to make that into a bigger program in that late summer, early fall season too. So yeah, lots of stuff happening.
Lots of stuff happening for the J-Ball Board to try and keep in front of them. And another big thing happening, of course, is the McElroy Park renovation. So I think first off, just why was it necessary to kind of move forward with this, and what does it do for J-Ball as a whole?
So the McElroy Park baseball fields, as they're called, the Al Belkey Complex, those fields have basically been untouched for decades. I think going back to the 60s, there hasn't been really any meaningful updates or renovations to that area. So we got together with a group of dads about a year and a half ago and said, hey, we need to try to get this project going. And this project has been on the radar for a long time, and various groups have tried to get it rolling, and for whatever reason it had stalled out. So we got together, you know, kind of came up with a plan. Had an investor that was willing to put some money towards it, which really got the ball rolling. And then we, you know, contacted Amy Walters with Park and Rec, and she was on board with moving forward. And she actually applied for a grant that came available about a year ago now through the North Dakota Parks and Rec. And through that grant, she was able to secure $921,000. And that grant was a dollar-for-dollar matching grant. So we were able to reach that. And as of today, we've now raised, it's a little over $2 million for this project. The whole project, which has three different phases, there's a south phase, a north phase, and then the Jack Brown phase. So the whole project in total is about $9.2 million. The south phase, which is kind of where we're targeting first, because that's where the grant was written for that area specifically, that phase is $3.9 million. So we're a little over halfway there on that south phase. We're hoping to break ground on that this fall after the baseball season's wrapped up. So a lot of exciting things going on with that as far as, you know, what this complex is going to bring is, you know, the concession area, bathroom facilities, seven fields instead of what it is four now, two of those fields being turfed infields. So it'll give us the ability to play through weather-related issues or play shortly after weather-related issues. There's going to be a little t-ball field in there, so that'll be kind of cool for the little guys and girls. So it's really, really an exciting project that we're really proud of. We really want this to be an area that Jamestown can be super excited about and bring lots of people to town with. So as we sit currently, from ages four through the college level, there's over 330 players in baseball and over 140 players in fast pitch softball. So a lot of youth that are involved with it. So we think it's time, and the community has been very receptive to us going out and trying to raise money. We've had a lot of great support so far. Still looking for some more, of course. All the information is out on the Jamestown Parks and Rec website. And there's ways to donate on there if you are interested in doing that. The Parks and Rec Foundation, Jamestown Parks and Rec Foundation, is where all of this funding is coming through. So that is a 501c3. So it is a nonprofit charity that people can give to. They are participating in Giving Hearts Day this year. So that's a great opportunity to help contribute to this project. One of the things that we are really proud of and we think is really cool about this project is we're going to name a field after Tom Gould. So anybody that knows baseball and has been around Jamestown for any period of time knows the name Tom Gould and how much he means to baseball and to the community as a whole. And so we think it's just a very fitting to name a field after him. And we think that's going to generate a lot of excitement around that and be quite successful there, I think. So
it's really awesome and very exciting for what is in the future for McIlroy Park and these renovations. I've heard that West Fargo's setup was kind of the basis of where you guys were thinking, at least to start, where this process began, because their facilities are obviously awesome. They just kind of went through this renovation process. So is that where at least the idea sparked, or how'd you guys get to this point?
Yeah, so basically, like we kind of mentioned, you know, we just sat around a table one day just kind of throwing ideas off of each other. And yeah, you know, West Fargo's complex is great. You know, they have fields for basically every size. And that's what I think this field or this project is going to be awesome for, is there's fields for every size kid out there, right? There's the little kids t-ball field all the way up to the college level can play out here, and every size in between. So like I said, there's going to be 7 fields in total, and that's including Jack Brown. So basically six new fields, and it's just a wide array of field sizes that's going to fit every single need that we have. The one thing that's really cool about some of these fields too is that it's multi-use. So baseball can play on it, fast pitch softball can play on it, because the Cal Ripken level, which is ages 9 through 12, is the same dimensions, field dimensions, as fast pitch softball. So multi-use there covers both sides, baseball and softball. So I think that's a key point to all this, is that it's not just baseball, it is fast pitch softball. So you know, that's really important to make sure people understand that. So,
and this is for everybody in Jamestown, exactly. Baseball, softball, youth at this level getting better renovations because they should be playing on better fields, like you talked about. Upgrades just haven't been part of the process until now, so trying to build everything back up again. President of the J-Ball Board, Matt Perkins, talking with us. Anything else you want to add, Matt, before we let you go? I know it is the Jamestown Parks and Rec Foundation Giving Hearts Day. That's going to be available if people want to donate.
Yeah, certainly. That's going to be a big day for them, I think. You know, just really excited to get this season going. I think it's going to be a great season. We, you know, last year we were super close to winning the whole thing, and with the Legion level, and you know, I think we're going to be super competitive at that group again. So, you know, just can't wait to get going here. And again, just remember to get registered before February 14th to get that 20% savings. And then if you have any questions, certainly reach out to us through email. Our contact information is on the website. We're more than happy to sit down and answer any questions, whether it's about J-Ball or the McIlroy Park renovation, any of those things we talk about. You know, happy to have conversations with anybody around any of those things. So,
all right, Matt, appreciate your time and good luck. Let's get ready for baseball season.
Thanks, Jaron.